As promised in the studio today on the drive-through, as we do every Thursday, health, fitness and well-being with Anthony Romero from Bodyworks in the Smart Street Mall. G'day, mate. How are you this week? Didn't have you in the studio last week. We spoke on the phone.
That's right, yeah.
It was all good.
Had a bit of a family holiday up in Perth.
Yep.
And no, it was nice. I actually did it from my hotel room. Felt kind of special, mate. It was nice.
The lifestyles of the rich and famous,
Look at that. Oh, look, every now and then I feel guilty for my family because I'm always working, mate. Yeah. So I said, look, maybe it's not Bali, it's not overseas, but, you know, we went to the Crown Metropole up in Perth and it was absolutely beautiful, mate, for a couple of nights. I mean, any longer than that, I wouldn't need to take out another mortgage. But it was actually very nice. The pool was good for the kids. But la-di-da, mate, 5-star. It was a beautiful hotel.
Excellent. Oh, good stuff.
It is really the rich and famous. The people around there, mate, it's just, I'm thinking, the cars parked outside, and I thought, wow, I don't really fit in here. But we pretended for a couple of days, and we got away with it. So
parked the Toyota station wagon around the corner.
it was good, mate. It was a nice week anyway, but we only did a couple of days then and came home, and it was just the Australia Day long weekend. We were just talking about it then. And.
Yep.
This is going to be a great time to recap on what we were talking about.
Yeah, because if you weren't listening last week and the week before, of course, we went through 10 tips, good ways to actually track yourself to make sure that if you're going to make a New Year's resolution or just have a plan or a goal and a desire to achieve it, this was designed to make that easier for you. If you didn't get the 10 tips, they are still on your website, are they?
Yes, they are. You can go to our website at bodyworksmandra.com.au and just look under the article section and we've uploaded it there for you. You can download it yourself. And the 10 tips weren't hard. And if there's anyone out there obviously listening and they want to ask, they can call us, can't they?
Absolutely. 9501-3666 if you've got a question for Anthony on the 10 tips or on anything really to do with health, fitness and well-being. We have obviously set out what we're going to talk about, but certainly we'd rather have people calling in and asking.
Yeah, well, that's what we're supposed to be here for in the end, but it's good.
Yeah.
And one of those tips, Pete, and I'm glad because you're doing it with us.
Yeah.
It's the tracking what you eat, which was number 4.
Yeah.
And we've had a look at yours and it's been pretty good, mate. You know, there's a few little things and there might be someone out there that they may be doing the same thing.
Yep.
That certain foods at certain times of the day make a big difference as well. Because a lot of people don't realise that. They think, oh, look, I eat plenty of fruit, I eat plenty of veggies, which is all well and good. But what we need to look at is when are you eating them? And for some reason, fruit comes down to healthy. We always, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, when you think about fruit, everyone thinks, oh, fruit's healthy.
Yep.
It is, but when it comes to fruit, fruit's got a lot of fructose, which is a sugar, as we all know.
Mm.
Fructose is the quickest form of carbohydrate in the fructose, or in the sugar family, to convert to fat.
Is that right?
So where it has one good point, it can be destroying in others. And again, we were speaking about choosing your right foods and whatever as well. That's one of them. So if you're going to have your fruit, there's always that you know, that rule of thumb, 2 fruits and 5 veg.
Yep.
Everybody's heard of that. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's still a really good rule of thumb. We still stick by that.
Mm.
And then you've got people that are using the fruits at nighttime. Let's just say it for dinner. Oh, I'm not eating anything anymore. I'm just having fruit.
Mm.
And it could be maybe a banana, an apple, and maybe a bunch of grapes.
Yep.
That's a lot of sugar to intake late at night, because what happens there is if you're doing it an hour, maybe 2 hours before bed, you're probably not going to burn that off unless you're going to go for a walk or a jog or something after you've eaten it.
Mm.
Then it'll actually be beneficial to you. But if you're going to have that sort of feed and then go on the couch and relax, probably not the food I would choose.
Right, okay.
So if there are people out there that are thinking, okay, well, what can we eat? The best thing to eat at nighttime are your veggies, and you can have as much vegetables as you like as long as they're greens.
Yep.
And just a piece of meat. So nowadays, I mean, Australia Day was perfect. Lamb chops on the barbie.
Yep.
A piece of steak, a nice lean piece of steak on the barbie. Yep. You can do chicken breast.
What about for vegetarians? What would you suggest they have?
Well, the vegetarians, they could do beans.
Yep. potato? Beans, or is that not good?
Sweet potato would be better than your starchy white potato. Yep. Nothing wrong with potato, but again, that's one of those foods you'd eat earlier, say for lunch.
Okay.
Because potato is very good for you, and it'll actually be better for you throughout the day for energy, but not before bed because it'll bog you down.
Yet most people would have potatoes probably if they're going to have them with an evening meal.
That's right. Most people do that. If you are going to have it, what we do recommend is don't cut it out. There's no need to cut it out. Mm. Just portion size it. Don't have too much. And that includes chips, whether they're oven baked, whether they're fried, whatever. I mean, obviously, try and stay away from the fried chips.
Yeah.
But the oven baked chips, and I'll tell you what, not plugging Subway, I had their Fit chips.
Right.
The other day.
Okay.
And they were beautiful.
I've never tried them.
Because it was good. I went to Chicken Trip for the little one.
Yep.
And my wife and I have the Subway.
Yep.
And I had both chips sitting on the seat alongside me, and the smell was killing me driving home. So I tasted one of the normal chips from the Chicken Treat chips, which is your standard old chips, and they're lovely as well.
Yep.
But then I had a Fit chip to try the comparison, and I preferred the Fit chip. Not because of the word Fit chip or anything like that.
No, no, no.
Just had a different taste to
it. Yeah, okay.
And you've
didn't know they did chips.
Yeah, give it a go. They are beautiful. Wow. Now, they're an oven-baked chip. They're not fried. So they're actually better for you.
Just quietly, Subway are not sponsors of this show whatsoever, nor are Chicken Treats. So
we're just trying to help people, you know, because these are our local outlets.
Absolutely, Fit chips, okay.
Yeah, if people are out there and they're looking, oh, geez, I can't be bothered cooking, I want something fast foody, that's probably a one you could choose.
However, Subway, if you find that your sales of Fit chips have gone through the roof.
How about throwing us some?
That's interesting.
Again, we're not here to plug anyone like you said, mate, but the high density carbohydrates, you know, and they all fit in that category as your pastas, breads, potatoes, anything starchy, even corn, believe it or not.
Right.
Corn's quite starchy.
Yep.
So, not avoid them, but try and cut that portion of that right down at nighttime.
Right.
And if you're going to have it and you feel like it, you'd be better to eat that for lunch.
Now, when you said veggies and a piece of meat or beans, that includes all your salads as well?
Yeah, you can do your broccoli, your cabbage, your lettuce is probably one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves a nice piece of lettuce.
Absolutely,
You know, you can even do what we've been doing, and these are the little tips I wanted to go through today, because people are like, well, what can we eat? You know, there's a lot of foods out there you can have. But one of my favourites at night time, because again, I've cut the breads out. It's just easier, Pete. If you want to get your weight down, guys, if there's people listening, the best way to do it is stop eating the breads at night with your food.
Yeah.
And the starchy carbs that we've just spoke about. So what I use as a bread, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like if I'll have prawns one night.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe 200 or 300 grams of peeled prawns.
Yep.
I'll roll them up in lettuce leaf.
Right.
Not all the 300 at once, so I'll do a
few damn big lettuce leaf.
I was going to say. Yeah, but you roll them up and you can dip it in a sauce and eat it in the lettuce leaf.
Yep, beautiful.
Same with beef mince.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Vietnamese dish they do in the lettuce leaf. It's all like a beef mince and garlic and whatnot. It's absolutely, I can't remember what it's called.
Right.
But they do it like that as well. They roll the meat inside lettuce. It's absolutely beautiful, mate. Yep. And then I do the same with, you can do it with tuna.
Yeah.
So you roll it up, a little bit of chili sauce.
Yeah,
you can dip the sauce, make it however you like, you know.
Yep.
But the easiest way to do it is have the lettuce leaf nice and washed on the side of the plate. Have your meat in the center and you scoop up what you want and you're rolling up and it feels like you're eating plenty.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
But after you've eaten that way, there's no loosening of the pants.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
And you get up off your table, put your there's hardly any dishes as well. You sit down and you think, wow, I don't feel so bloated.
Mm.
Start eating like that. It does take a few weeks to get used to not having your breads because there's no energy in this stuff, see?
Do people still do that? Because when I was growing up, everyone had bread with food. I haven't had bread with my dinner for eons, so that's not an issue for me. But do people still predominantly have bread
at night? They do, especially people that are busy. Right?
Yeah,
because,
sure.
Because, I mean, I'm not saying who isn't these days,
but if
you're the sort of person, you're on your way home, it's generally a takeout or something on the way home, and it might be one of the drive-thrus or Subway. I'm not having to go at any of them. But if you want to do it at home, cook your own meats and wrap it in lettuce leaves, and that can be your subsidiary for your bread. Yeah. And it just tastes, especially in summer, it's absolutely beautiful. And you can use variety. So one night fish, one night chicken, one night prawns. Just every night have something different. Mm.
I reckon I could drop a lot just by cutting bread out of my diet for any other time apart from night, because I have two slices of toast for breakfast with a poached egg, but then I have invariably have two rounds of sandwiches at lunchtime. So that's a lot of bread.
Well, when you add it all up through the day, and this is where people, why we diarise it, until you see it written down, you think, well, gee, hang on a minute, I've had about five slices of bread or six slices of bread.
Yeah.
Morning, you'll get away with it. In the morning, look, I love my toast in the morning. I love my wholemeal toast in the morning. I'll have it every morning with a couple of bits of egg on it, same egg whites, or whether you want to put poached eggs on it.
Yep.
It's just not the same without it.
But avoid it at lunchtime.
Lunchtime's okay.
Yeah.
It's dinner. It's mainly the dinner
Well,
one.
I don't have bread at dinner, so that's...
So if you can avoid it at dinner time, there might be some people out there the same sort of problem.
Yep.
But generally, bread's a filler, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, to help fill you.
Yeah.
Eat plenty of lettuce leaf. Lettuce actually burns more calories than what it's worth.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it always has been. It's one of the best forms of greens you can have.
Okay.
And then obviously you got your peas, your broccoli, any form of green vegetables at night time, very good for you.
Any particular lettuce better than the others? Because when I was growing up, there's the iceberg and that was it. Now, I mean, cos lettuce is one of my favourites. Yeah. The cos leaves are just beautiful.
Each to their
all
own.
All the same,
They're all the same, mate. Each to their own.
Wow.
And again, it's a personal thing. So what we're trying to... the hardest thing, I guess, when I hate the word dieting, when we're watching what we eat, you can still enjoy it.
Mm.
A lot of people seem to think it's all boiled and no flavour. That's not the case.
Look,
at
it probably was 30 years ago. Yeah. Certainly not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. I mean, if we've just done a new summer menu at work and everyone's coming in after 2 weeks, lost 3 kilos and saying, God, it's not hard at all, Ant, you know? And I said, I told you it wasn't hard. It's something you've just got to get used to doing.
Okay. So you actually do up a menu for people?
Yes, we've got
a
new summer menu.
I'll have to get it off you, I think.
I just wanted to mark your diary.
Yeah, did you give me a gold star, by the way, and an elephant stamp?
Did you bring my apple, mate? No, it's not too bad, Pete, as I said to you. Couple more with me, if you could do a couple more days.
Yep.
And pretty much you'll see you're a creature of habit, aren't you?
Look, I'm trying to think that I'm not, but I guess according to that, because I said to you, there's no need for me to do another week, because it'll be the same. But the meals at night won't be; they'll always be low fat. We don't have any baked or cooked.
No.
It's all low fat, and most of it's vegetarian anyway.
Well, I've noticed you got your fish fillet.
That's
salad.
That's a rarity. We probably have that once a month.
But
a bit
that's
of fish.
Still pretty good.
Salad every night. Salad and veggies every night, without question.
Yeah, you got onion, spinach, leaves, tomato. That's all. Perfect, mate. You can have all that.
Yep.
There was a couple of things I wasn't sure of, but I'll discuss that with you later, because there's so many different things you can get out there, whether you're making your own patties. Are they yours? Are they your made patties?
Or Lou makes them all. She doesn't buy anything.
So she makes them.
Very little processed food. And, of course, we start off the day with the big smoothie, which has got all of the kale and spinach leaves and avocado and lemon and that in there.
That's well and good, mate. Again, there are people out there, and glad you brought that up. That's all they're doing. Okay, now that's
just a smoothie. Yeah,
you can't just have a smoothie and run to work. It's not healthy.
No.
Look, if you can put that smoothie, like you've got your banana, your pear, your kale, your mint leaves. Yours is quite creative, mate. I like it.
Yeah.
You can put whatever you like in your smoothie, but make sure, guys, if there's anyone out there that does the same thing, you need something to chew with that smoothie. So if you're drinking, your body's not registering that you're eating. Your body registers that you eat when you start that mastication in your mouth.
Okay.
So once your mouth starts chewing, it releases enzymes that breaks down the carbohydrates, the protein and whatnot.
Wow.
So if you're drinking, your body's not releasing those enzymes. So it's thinking, oh, he's not eating.
So Lou has the smoothie and that keeps her going to lunch. And she thinks that that's a good thing.
It's
perhaps
not
it's
really,
not. And I have my poached egg and then I have the drink after. So
I'm not saying it won't keep them going. Yeah. It will keep her going. But even if she was to say, and I'm sure there's others out there doing it, because I've had heaps of people ask me about this week, do your smoothie. It's a great idea. Protein, put a little bit of protein in it and your fruit. But what you've got to do, if you're out there and you're having a smoothie and it's all fruit, let's say, for instance, you need some form of protein in there.
Absolutely.
So what I would do is I'd do the smoothie in your veggies, like all your fruits, and then have a handful of almonds or a handful of nuts
just to
chew on after. You can put them in your car if you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
You can eat them on the way through. Yeah. So you're actually getting your portion of protein that you're having to eat and you're drinking your fruit through there.
Yeah. All right, mate. Look, we're going to leave it there. We've gone way over time. That was interesting. We're going to continue next week,
yeah,
I reckon.
Next week, we'll continue it on.
Fantastic stuff.
Still going one more week of what you're eating. You're doing well, mate.
Thanks,
so,
mate.
12-week challenge has started off really well.
Beautiful. All right. Okay. That's health, fitness and well-being with Anthony Ramay from the Body Works and the Smart Street Mall. We'll catch you next Thursday, mate.
Good on your face.
Cheers.